poll, Republican Alan Fung leads all Democrats in Rhode Island's 2nd District race. By Ashley Oliver on June 28, 2022. Republican Alan Fung is leading all of his potential Democrat opponents in a congressional race in the deeply blue state of Rhode Island, according to a new poll. The poll, taken by Suffolk University and the Boston Globe from June 19 to June 22, found Fung with a 6-point lead over his closest Democrat opponent, State General Treasurer Seth Magaziner. Fung received 45% support and Magaziner received 39%, while 17% of respondents said they were undecided on a candidate. Fung, who is far and away the leading candidate in the Republican primary, is hoping to take the open seat in the 2nd District, the less blue district of the Ocean States too. Representative Jim Langevin, D.R.E., has held the seat for more than 20 years but announced in January he would not seek re-election. Fung, an attorney and former mayor of Cranston, celebrated the poll results in a post on social media, stating, "It's time to go all in with Alan," with a link to his campaign website. The poll also found President Joe Biden's approval rating at a dismal 39%, while 69% of poll respondents said they do not want Biden to run for re-election. The National Republican Congressional Committee, NRCC, the campaign outfit for House Republicans, has targeted the 2nd District as winnable for Republicans as the party seeks to take the House majority in November. While the Democrat candidates for RIO2 fight over who would best continue their party's failed agenda of record inflation, surging crime, and a crisis on our southern border, Rhode Island voters are signaling they want an end to one-party Democrat rule, NRCC spokeswoman Samantha Bullock said in response to the poll. Fung served as mayor of Cranston for 12 years and has challenged former Governor Gina Raimondo, D., twice in gubernatorial races. Fung's wife is also involved in Rhode Island politics. A state representative, Barbara Ann Fenton Fung, R. Cranston, rose to prominence in 2020 when she ousted Democrat House Speaker Nicholas Mattiello, becoming the first candidate to defeat an incumbent House Speaker in the state in more than 100 years. The Suffolk/Globe poll's 2nd District portion was conducted among 423 likely general election voters and had a margin of error of plus or minus 4.8%. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.